Well, folks, you're listening to Have Wine, Will Travel and the Adventures of Dr. Vino. And we have enjoyed quite a few great courses here with Jim Klein with the Navarro Vineyards Wines. And it's time for dessert. I've talked to winemakers about dessert many times, and a few of them tell me that they would prefer to drink dessert. I think this might be high on their list. Where are you going to go with this? I've ordered dessert, so we'll have you order one too if you'd like, or we can just drink it.
Hi. So I think what we'll have for dessert here is our Gewürztraminer Cluster Select 2013. I have to say, in a perfect world, in a perfect winemaking world, you don't have any rain until the last of your grapes are get in here. But there's one exception to that, and that's the production of Cluster Select wines. One of the things, the fourth thing besides Dungeness crab and lamb and all the other foods that
which we just ate,
are the mushrooms that we can get on the North Coast. We tend to get some fall rains starting about the middle of October, and hopefully all of our grapes are in before that, but often they're not. And sometimes we purposely leave some out in the rain. And when grapes get wet, they start to fungus, starts to grow in them, just like we get mushrooms here. Botrytis cinerea is the noble rot. It's a gray rot that grows right on the grape clusters. It looks like something your mother told you never to eat. However,
somebody did at one point.
Right. And what they found was that this Botrytis cinerea attacks the skin of the grape, and very quickly the grape starts to dehydrate. As it dehydrates, it loses water, and the sugars and acids, and that's a key thing, and acids, concentrate. So you have a very sweet wine, but you also have a very acid-driven wine as well. And acid and sugar tend to balance themselves out in the palate. Our wine that's in front of us was originally harvested when it was about 33.5% reducing sugar. We started the fermentation, and it pretty much could only go to about 10% alcohol, which is nice and light, and it finished off with about 15.2% residual sugar. Not a wine for people that are sugar sensitive, I assure you. But for the rest of us who just want to sip for dessert, it's absolutely fabulous.
Indeed, and it will go with quite a few different desserts. I'm not going to go into that because we'd spend more time talking about the dessert than the wine. Actually, this wine is it's really a process that has come out in the course of history, and it's very exciting. People love it, or they're just... they don't like it.
You know, one of the things we talk about, what we've talked a lot today about what goes good with wine and food. We've actually started a creamery down in Boonville. That's at the eastern end of the valley. And we're producing there some blue cheeses as well. One of the things that matches, I think, these late harvest wines, Cluster Select wines, really are pair well with those cheese. And for me, finishing a meal with a blue cheese and maybe a pear or something just is absolutely, you know, the perfect dessert.
You know, I'm going to have to do that tonight. So we've enjoyed the great wines of Navarro Vineyards and Jim Klein, and we're now going to move on because with this dessert, we're going to have dessert.